All right. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Is this Fernando?
Yes.
All right, Fernando. My name is Chris Hernandez. I'm one of the pricing directors here in the area. And you moved from Arizona to California, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Why'd you do it?
Why'd I do it?
Oh, man. We're actually in California, too. But, oh, man, California is just... It's insane. You see the gas prices, right?
Yeah, it's expensive, man. It's expensive.
It is. Yeah, 100%. But you were in Arizona for a little while. I mean, are you originally from California and went to Arizona, or are you originally from Arizona?
I was raised in California.
Gotcha. Okay.
To go try it out for a couple of years. Did good out there, but got
that
more family out here.
Makes much more sense. Makes much more sense. Yeah. See,
yeah, my whole family's out here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know if you're Latino. You sound Latino, but I'm not. I'm just assuming. Oh, okay. So, you know, familia is everything, right? So family, you know, same thing with me. We're located in Orange County, California. So basically, you were kind of Southern California, kind of more up north. But, I left for a couple years to live in Cleveland, Ohio. And I was there for 3 years, and that's it. I couldn't take any more. I had to come back. So, yeah, I know Cali is crazy expensive, but hey, if you have family here, family's what matters, you know, so I agree with that. Yeah. So you were out there, now you're did you just establish the name The Handyman, or is it the name you're using out there in Arizona as well?
It's just the one I established out here, man.
Okay, gotcha, okay. All right. So right now, like, how are you getting new customers, or how are you getting leads and stuff?
I've done a couple of jobs already, man, and honestly, it's been really good. Been a great,
good.
They say I've been giving great services, so they've been recommending me, here in town, so it's been pretty good with just that, man.
That's really good. I mean, word of mouth, you know, recommendation, referrals, those are all really good, you know, and, you know, it's something that definitely gets the business going. What we're offering you here is a position on Google. So basically, what we're doing is we have a listing available on that first page of Google. So anytime anyone is typing in handyman services, we make sure that your company, The Handyman, will come up on the first page. Like right now, you got Fairly Fast Handyman Services, Neil's Handyman Service, Josh's Handyman, Dependable Handyman. There's one called Hernandez Handyman Service. But anyhow, those are just examples of, you know, companies that are on the first page of Google, and that's where we would have your business listed. So if people were to kind of look your company up and see a little bit more of what you do, you would have a listing directly on Google. So we also offer websites, so that's something that's also included within our platform. So if you know, you get a referral, people want to check who you are and kind of see what you kind of projects you've done before and after, a website will definitely be helpful for that. And then we also put you on Facebook, you know, for the social media presence. We'll put you on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and Siri for the voice-activated searches. And then we'll also put you on Yelp. People use Yelp, believe it or not. And then we'll also put you on Bing. That's another search engine, but that's through Microsoft. So this would definitely cover all of your bases. And how long ago have you been back in California? How long ago did you start this business?
I just started, it's just I need to get my business license here in town and my insurance to run it over here. That's what I'm working on right now, getting all these quotes and stuff.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, to be on Google, there's no licensing or insurance required, to have a listing and, or for programming, but if that's something that you're doing just to give your customers a peace of mind, then that's always good, right?
Yeah, man, it's just a lot of these customers, man, they want you to be, even as a handyman, they want you to be insured, man.
I mean, depends on what area and what customers. You're agreed. I mean, if you're doing really good jobs where, you know, you're doing a bigger job and you're kind of getting more into, like, difficult things that, you know, people would like, okay, well, what if this goes wrong or something breaks or something, you know, then you want, they just want to have the peace of mind that you have the licensing and insurance, which is good. So, I mean, it's once again, it's not required for Google, but if you want the peace of mind and your customers to have that peace of mind, then, you know, that's always good to have, right? Just because they're going to choose you over some of the competitors that don't have it, which is really good. So, but something like this, I mean, you know, the majority of time when someone is looking for a handyman, they go on Google for the most part, right? Like, that's where, you know, we search for things, we look for directions, you know, if we're looking for a restaurant, if you go have lunch, even if you're looking for a gas station or, you know, whatever the case may be, we Google it, right? So that's where, yes, you know, I would say 90 to 95% of the purchases are done, start and stop on the first page, usually when they're looking for the type of services you offer. So as far as pricing, everything we do here is month to month. There's no long-term contracts. I can get you on an, it's called a new in business rate because you just started the business. And that would include everything we just talked about for the most part, you know, on Google. So for something like this, I can get you in out the door at $299 flat. And that would include a website. That would include everything we just talked about. So that way, when people are looking for your services, any service you offer, so it doesn't matter if you want to come up for, you know, handyman, if you want to do pressure washing, power washing, if you're doing, you know, landscaping. I mean, anything that you can think of as far as services, we can get you programmed in for that.
Yeah. I wanted to see, is there any chance you could give this lady a chance on this? Because I think I'm going to work under her her licensing and her insurance, most likely. Because I was going to do mine, but her husband had just, I think, passed away or something. And her sons aren't wanting to take over that business, so she was wanting to give it to me. So it goes under the name Van D Handyman. Van, V-A-N-N, and then D Handyman.
Give me one second.
More than likely going to take over her stuff because she already has insurance paid her stuff. And I'm just debating. I'm debating right now whether to do it or not, you know, whether to do my own thing or just take over hers. Because she was looking, it's just, she doesn't really have somebody for marketing and leads, which isn't helping her out, but she has all the licensing and everything already figured out.
I see, give me one second. Is that number, do you know their number by chance? I see a listing that they have.
Yeah, it's just I think that was her husband's number.
Are they in Yuba City?
Yeah, Yuba City. Yeah, Yuba City. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I see it says it says that they had a listing on Yelp. I don't think they had a listing on Google, but are you changing your name to that? Like, are you going to take over that business?
Yeah, it's just, I just talked to her yesterday, and I was telling her that I was gonna take over. But she's like, I just need marketing, cause she has everything already under her stuff. Like, everything's already good to go. She just needs the marketing side. And that's where you guys come in, which seems like a really good opportunity for us.
We can definitely take over the marketing for her. I mean, do you have a number? Do you want me to call her on, or you know?
Yeah,
this
is the number.
Okay.
916?
940? 9200. Okay. And then the number that I saw online for that Vandy Handyman services, yeah, I see them. For sure I see them online. But it does say that the business was closed. So, that was a listing on Yelp. So
she hasn't been running it lately.
Right, of course.
Because
she, you know, they've been, you know, her husband. You said her husband passed away.
I think her husband. That's what they were telling me. It's just he's not in the picture anymore. So I don't know if he did pass away or what happened. But her sons don't want to work. Well, one's a goodness, and then the other one just doesn't want to work out in the sun. So.
Oh my goodness! You're like, hey, I'll take over that for sure.
Yeah. I'm like, it's made. You know, it's already made. It's already good to go. Insurance.
Yeah.
All business licensing already done. I'm like, might as well take over.
Yeah, I mean that would be a good. So what's her name? Do you know her name?
Well, they call her Bobby Joe. It's a funny odd name, but yeah.
Bobby Joe. Okay.
Yeah, Bobby Joe.
Okay. I mean, do you?
You can tell her that Fernando sent you.
Fernando?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Fernando. Okay. So do you want me to, should I call her and then, you know, kind of talk to her, see where she's at, and then go from there?
Talk to her because she was looking for a marketing strategy. So you could just tell her that I told you to call her and what you're offering. And then she most likely would be willing to go through with it, man, because she needs this bad.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, absolutely. I could definitely give her a call and then call you back and see where you're at and go from there. Okay?
All right, see what she says. If she needs more information or she needs more security, you could have her just call me and just tell her to call me. And I'll get it taken care of.
All right, not a problem. I'll call her. Thank you so much, Fernando. I appreciate your time.
Right. Sounds good. Thank you, man.
Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.